Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez spoke at an extraordinary session of the parliament about a corruption probe involving a former Socialist Party official and top aide. Sanchez apologized for his previous support for the aide, who has been charged with receiving kickbacks for public works contracts. But Sanchez said he would not comply with opposition party demands that he step down.
Tirar la toalla no es nunca una opción. Por eso,
Sanchez said throwing in the towel is never an option. Sanchez presented a package of anti-corruption measures, including bringing more transparency to political and public financing and working with the European Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development to crack down on graft. The Spanish Prime Minister also reiterated positions that have put his government in direct confrontation with President Trump and other European Union nations. Sanchez repeated that Spain would not spend 5% of its gross domestic product on the military. At a recent NATO summit, other European nations pledged to boost their military spending to 5%. Trump threatened Spain with reprisals for its refusal. While not mentioning the U.S. directly, Sanchez said that spending more on the military would harm Spain while enriching foreign nations which benefit from weapons sales. Sanchez said spending 5% would mean crossing a red line that would mean either dramatically raising taxes on working people or severely cutting programs in education, health, and a green transition.
La inversión en educación, en sanidad o transición ecológica.
Sanchez has been harshly critical of Israel's continued slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza. He said he would push for the European Union to suspend a trade deal with Israel.
Lo que se le recrimina a Putin en Ucrania no se le debe permitir a Netanyahu en Palestina.
Sanchez said that what Vladimir Putin has criticized for in Ukraine shouldn't be allowed to be carried out by Prime Minister Netanyahu in Palestine. He said Gaza can't wait any longer, and neither can Spain. The issue of suspending the trade deal with Israel will come up at next week's meeting of European Union foreign affairs ministers, but only Spain and Ireland have called for a suspension. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.